Over on the Senate side of the Capitol, wrangling over the federal budget was centered on tax cuts. Senator Olympia Snow of Maine and other Republican moderates forced the issue and blocked an extension of President Bush's tax cuts on capital gains and dividends. The move infuriated Republican leaders who vowed to restore the measure. Earlier today, Senator Snow conceded that it may be tough to keep those tax cuts out of the final bill that goes to the president.
Obviously, it remains to be seen. I know that is the goal for some, to restore them in the conference committee. So there will be an attempt in conference. And I just think it's unfortunate, not so much that, you know, we can't consider them in the future at some point to for an extension, but they don't expire for another 3 years. And we obviously have some very difficult choices given the circumstances we find ourselves in, with obviously the, you know, skyrocketing energy prices, hurricanes, the ongoing war in Iraq, and escalating deficits at the same time. So I think we have some difficult choices that require us to, you know, establish our priorities and balance out what we can afford to do now and what we can consider later based on the fiscal environment of the future.
Can you help me understand something? Do you, on general principle, oppose these tax cuts, or are you opposed to cutting taxes at a time where the Senate is also talking about cutting programs that help the working poor?
It is, yeah. It's at this point, it's cutting taxes that's ultimately going to benefit the high income in America at a time which we are cutting other programs. It doesn't seem to me that we should be cutting programs that the neediest in our country depend upon at a time we're also using, revenue in order to pay for tax cuts for the high income and the wealthy in America that don't expire for another 3 years.
Now, on the other side of this argument, I'll play devil's advocate with you. Republicans say that not to extend the Bush tax cut is risky or perhaps even irresponsible for the economy because it has a stimulative effect on the economy. Well, what do you say to that?
Well, frankly, it's hard for me to believe that it is going to make a difference as to whether or not we extend them now or 2 years from now or even a year from now, if it's possible. These do not expire until 2009. So hopefully our economy is going to be doing well, but we also have to make room for the things that aren't working well in our economy, such as energy prices is having a major impact on the cost of consumer goods and consumer confidence, and a major impact on jobs, and a major impact on the average Americans and their own income. And we don't even know what to expect for the future. So it's implausible to me to suggest that somehow we have to extend these tax cuts that aren't expiring for another 3 years, and yet they're willing to sacrifice the one tax that is expiring this year, the $30 billion provision for the alternative minimum tax that would ease the tax burden on middle-income America. They're willing to forego that. That tax cut's expiring this year. That's going to have a greater impact on the economy than extending tax cuts that don't extend for another 3 years and going to benefit the wealthiest in America. It simply doesn't make sense.
Senator Olympia Snow, Republican from Maine. Senator Snow, thank you very much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.